This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Monday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. We'll hear from him coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. John Harbaugh talking to the media last week about various subjects relating to his team, expected to be one of the best teams in the NFL, the favorites right now to win the AFC North, and rightfully so, with all due respect to Aaron Rodgers signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Rashad Bateman got himself a contract extension, which we talked about last week. As it happened, he even met with the media, Bateman did, to discuss said extension. Well, here's the head coach talking about that feel-good story.
Well, it means a lot, you know, and he's him and Zay, I think both have done so well as drafted wide receivers here. First-round picks. To see those guys be successful, to see Rashad be successful, I love him. Always have from day one. I think he's always been so determined. He just wants so badly to be great. And to watch him grow these last couple years the way he has to where he's at now, and I really believe where he's going to go, just looking for him to continue to just, like a rocket ship, man, take off.
Breakout season, 2024, 17 games, 45 catches, almost 756 in the yardage, 16.8 per catch, 9 touchdowns, balled out, as the young kids say, in the playoffs. But Nolan, we heard all that hyperbole there, and I'm not saying that John Harbaugh's disingenuous with his praise of his young standout receiver, but news came out earlier today that the Ravens, they could have been on the trade talk ship if a right deal would have been reached. It wasn't. It's all a moot point now. But, you know, there was an opportunity for Rashad Bateman to pursue employment elsewhere this offseason.
Right. And what it does sound like is that it was Bateman's side going to the Ravens that maybe initiated that trade kind of stuff happening. Not outwardly saying, hey, I'm unhappy here, trade me, but they'd like to talk about a new deal. You know, what do you think he's worth, that sort of thing. And I think the Ravens probably countered by saying, well, hey, go find out for yourself. Maybe they didn't expect there to be that much interest as there was. But to me, that would be, I don't know, like, what were you expecting by giving him permission to seek a trade? He's on an extremely cheap deal, which didn't end after last year. It still had two more years on it at an insanely cheap price. I mean, the one he just signed last week was still cheap. The one before that was like bargain bin cheapness. So how could you blame a Dallas Cowboys, for example, because they were the one from a month ago that were apparently in on him before they landed Pickens? How could you expect a team not to be interested in that for that asking price? I mean, you just don't get your hands on a quality receiver for that kind of money.
And there was a miscalculation in his representation right? Last year when he signed the cheaper deal because he wasn't even eligible to have his fifth-year option picked up because he didn't accrue enough time. And
wasn't there for the start, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so, I don't know if he changed agents since then.
Right. But they screwed up at the time, but he got himself the deal. And you mentioned Dallas. Apparently Green Bay was interested, New England, among others. When you look, Bateman kind of gets lost in the shuffle of the Zay, of the Andrews, and how likely he's a rising up the board tight end. You tend to forget that Bateman is a guy and was a guy. And you can make a case that down the stretch for them, Nolan, arguably their second top receiver. I mean, he scored in the playoffs against Buffalo. I mean, because Zay was banged up with the knee. I mean, when Flowers went out, you figured, oh my God, this is going to adversely affect Baltimore. Not to say it didn't, but Bateman seemed like he was way more than up to the challenge to fill those shoes for sure.
And there's still some games here and there where, you know, he was nowhere to be found, or maybe just one or two targets coming his way. But just overall, much more involved last year in a way that I didn't really think we were going to see with him during his tenure here. I certainly didn't think he'd get anywhere close to 9 touchdowns in one season. So that alone, I mean, anything he's given you in terms of yards, that's great. I just think there's so many mouths to feed here that I'm not really concerned about the yards aspect of it. Health is the biggest thing for me. And red zone threat, deep threat, stuff like that. I mean, what can he bring that others aren't already adding to this offense?
Now, as we hear from John Harbaugh a little bit more, we'll move to the defense. Our Darius Washington, the Achilles injury, which could probably cost him the entirety of this upcoming season. Now there's opportunities. Sanusi Kane and Bo Braid, former Terp, they're up there in the mix. And how they fitting in right now, John?
Yeah, I envision those guys stepping up. I mean, they have to, you know, and they have in training camps or in OTA so far, heading into the minicamp. They're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to earn it. And there's always a possibility of bringing someone in. I mean, that's what we do, you know. So we'll see where that goes. But I think those guys are doing a great job.
I don't know, Nolan. I could see a veteran safety being brought in at some point in time, with all due respect to the two that we just talked about. You know, hopefully one does rise to the occasion. And Bo Braid was undrafted, let's not forget, out of the University of Maryland last year. But I could see some veteran safety assistance possibly becoming a reality, because as we've seen for years with the Ravens secondary, I mean, they're kind of snake bit when it comes to the injury bug here.
Right. That's the biggest part, is that, you know, Ardarius isn't going to be the only one to go down in the secondary this year. So just from that standpoint alone, you need to bolster yourself a little bit. But just look at where they were last year. You're banking on a return to form for Marcus Williams. You knew you had Kyle Hamilton. I guess you knew you had Ardarius Washington somewhat in the mix. You didn't know how good he was going to be, but he was there. But they still felt it necessary to go sign a veteran in Eddie Jackson. Now, that didn't pan out all that well.
It did not.
Didn't pan out well at all. But they still made that veteran move. So if they don't make any outside additions at safety, you know, around training camp time, somebody's a cap casualty a little bit later, that would stun me quite a bit.
Now, in regards to Lamar Jackson not being present in OTAs last week, again, things get underway in about 20 minutes. One winning drive. Remember, next week's mandatory minicamp. He'll be there. But John Harbaugh, any issue with Lamar not at week two?
Yeah, I'm not taking any position on it, judging it, whatever. Lamar, the day he was out here, played great. I could see he was in great shape. Threw the ball great, made the reads, knew the offense excellent, in an excellent kind of way. I thought he was fantastic. And when he comes back and practices, when that happens, I expect him to play at that level. That's what you measure. You measure for any player, it's how they play. I'm not measuring, you know, really the attendance. I mean, it's a voluntary camp, you know, so I'm not measuring that. I mean, I love being out here, and I think all the players do. And when Lamar's out here, I promise you, he loves being out here.
All right. And I don't disagree with that, and I'm not saying that you're full of crap there, but I would think deep down inside, to some level, Nolan, John Harbaugh is not cool with Lamar showing up to just one practice so far of the OTAs. And if recent history is any indication, he probably won't be there till next week. Personally, Bob Haney, I don't care. Does Nolan McGraw have an issue with this? But I think John Harbaugh might go home and go, You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
No, I mean, it's the coach's perspective.
Sure.
And
loves being there.
I think when he says, it's not just a Lamar thing, it's an every player thing, whether it's the guy showing up week one. Remember when the whole team was there and people said, what does it mean to have Lamar and other leaders here? And he said, well, it's not just Lamar, it's everyone. Everyone's here, and that's why it's good. And then when they're not there, it's not just Lamar, there's other guys. So at least he's being consistent in that regard. And you're right, it doesn't matter. It's just one of these things where we have nothing else to talk about this time of year. However, I would echo what I said at the start of week two, which was, all right, you guys were puffing your chest out saying the reason all the vets are here is because we're unified in our approach. We all want to win the Super Bowl. Everyone's close-knit. Everyone wants to be here from the jump, but it's only for 1 week. I mean, you basically contradicted your message there. But at the end of the day, it's not life or death.
No doubt. I don't know. That's why I'm asking aloud. Does Lamar convey to whomever that he ain't coming?
I would assume so. It's not like they're a surprise thing.
Right.
I'm sure they were aware.
Or he just posts and everyone's, shocked. Because when he does show up, one of the first videos they usually send out on their Twitter feed is Lamar Jackson running onto the practice field.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, in about 15 minutes, I'll be looking at that thing to see if he's out there. We'll come back. Let's count some early money. Hopefully, with buy or sell. Steve Molesky will talk Orioles after a 4-2 road trip that feels disappointing all of a sudden. And we'll explain why. And then look ahead to the Tigers coming up here. 3 games starting tomorrow. We'll get to the other sports news of the day. Got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Got the American League East report at 1:15. Don't look now. Tampa Bay Rays are on fire. So are the Blue Jays. Only team who isn't. Well, the Orioles kind of were until they weren't. And then Sean Devaney. Talk about the NBA Finals now tied at a game of pieces. Former Terp had a lot to do with OKC evening the series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.